Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled The Most Important Instagram Strategy for Small Business. Why are we talking about Instagram? Because Instagram, more than anything, is becoming one of the best ways to market your business today. People love to look at pictures. And by putting a link into a picture and having it online, whether it's Instagram or whether it's Pinterest, people will look at the pictures. Social media is not just an activity. It's an investment of valuable time and resources, said Sean Gardner. Typical Instagram users are pretty passive. They like to post pictures with a bunch of hashtags, maybe even reply to a few comments, and otherwise sit back with their fingers crossed, hoping that the results are about to start magically rolling in. And before I go any further, what I want to say about that is a celebrity posts pictures, and because they're a celebrity, they have a following, and their pictures tend to go viral. And if they're married and someone knows they have young children, guess what happens? They will go on the spouse's site just to see pictures. This is how a lot of things get started, but what you want to do is learn how to make your pictures go viral and also use them as a marketing tool. Business owners justify this lazy approach because Instagram is mostly used as a branding platform, sort of like how you might buy billboard space on the side of a highway or a TV advertising spot in a local market. But this is truly an example for small thinking. There's just not much value in totally ignoring the social aspect of social media. Social media is a powerful environment for your brand to connect with your target market and establish a foothold in your niche. By taking an active approach to using Instagram, you can rapidly build your following, increase exposure to your product or service, and generate a steady stream of high qualified leads. And this is just how you do it. Actually, before you do anything, first things first, you need to include a link to your product, service in your profile bio. And if your bio section is otherwise empty, use a short benefit-driven description as well. You wouldn't believe how many entrepreneurs skip this step. If a person is curious enough to follow you, open up to your profile and look through your pictures. There's a pretty good chance that they'll also be curious enough to click on the link in your bio and click and check out your website, product, or service. Okay, now let's drive and dive into the actual strategy. Research niche influencers. You probably already know who your competitors are. It doesn't hurt to give them a follow so you can keep up with what they're doing. But do you know the other influencers within your target market? Do you know the top brands who are solving horizontal needs in your niche? Find them. Follow them. Research hashtags. And this is the biggest thing that we don't always realize. And this is what makes things go viral in Twitter and why it is important to understand. Research hashtags. You've probably already done this to some extent. Business, love, appending paragraphs of hashtags to the end of the post captives in hopes that they might increase the exposure of the post. And think about it. The biggest thing that you want to be able to do is generate traffic to your websites. So let's reiterate this again. You've probably already done this to some extent. Businesses love appending paragraphs of hashtags to the end of post captions in hopes that they might increase the exposure of their post. But I'd like to warn you that there is often a disconnect between the hashtag businesses use and the hashtags that their prospects identify with. So review the hashtags you have been using. Find many new ones as possible, and then make a list of the ones that are that get the best engagement. And that's the one thing that I noticed. And let me give you a little tip here. What I happen to be on a site called Commutit, and yes, there's a, you can join it free, and yes, there is a monthly fee, but and they do want you to encourage you to upgrade with a discount. But at the same time, you can still continue to use it for free. The thing is that they will sometimes give you free points that will allow you to interact with people. But one thing that I have found is even though I'm an unpaid member of that, what I've been able to do is that Twitter will always notify you whenever someone has used your handle or your username in a tweet, and you can always go back and answer them that way without having to upgrade anything within Commutit. But Commutit is a really good tool to use to be able to interact with people. Engage with your niche. So now that you have your new accounts to follow and a list of high engagement hashtags, it's time to put yourself out there. Take a few minutes each day to look. Run a search of a few of those hashtags, as well as scroll through the influencer accounts you followed. Find pictures and comments and conversations to which you can add value. Become an active and expected member of the important conversations in your niche. Your comments should always be of high value to the conversation and should never mention your product, service, except under a rare circumstance. So, see, now we're talking about the interaction that you're having with people on Instagram. And one thing that I find is I've posted a number of pictures, and it's garnered me people to follow me in my account. And generally, the more people that you have following you, the more influence you can create on an ongoing basis. It's just a matter of understanding how you can utilize and use the majority of the things that you're currently doing and incorporate all of that into where you are now, where you want to be. And Instagram in itself is a good social media platform to use. So what sort of results should you expect? You'll immediately see an uptick in the growth of your following. You'll also see an increase in website traffic from your Instagram account. This all happens because you are building authority within your niche and target market. What I want to do is reiterate or go back and talk about how you become an authority in a specific topic. It's when you have a specific or an area that is your expertise, if you've gone out and spoken to different groups, if you've written articles that pertain to your niche, if you can figure out a way to connect your website to all your social media and make sure that all of it is integrated with it. There's a site called Buffer that is a great connection because you can connect all your LinkedIn, your Instagram, your Twitter, your Facebook. And what happens is whenever you post anything on Buffer, it will make sure that all of these go out to every one of your social media outlets, and it generates a following for you. There are tens of thousands, if not many more, of people out there who need your product or service to solve their problem. Maybe they'll hear about it, maybe they won't, but being proactive and reaching out to your niche, you are exponentially increasing your chances of reaching them. Rocket fuel for the fire. I have one final piece to add to the puzzle. As I'm sure you've noticed, the strategy I've outlined in this post is very straightforward. It does not take a lot of skill, and it requires only a very small amount of marketing acumen. Let's face it, you as a business owner, you should not be wasting hours of your day researching and commenting on Instagram or any other social media site for that matter. So what's the solution? Outsource your social media, or at least start by outsourcing the strategy, because once you have a virtual assistant building your Instagram following and generating tons of unique clicks to your website, your time is going to be freed up to focus on guiding all your new leads through the sales process. I guarantee this will change your life. And I want to go back and talk a little bit about this, because this is the biggest thing that we don't always do. And I understand we are small business people. We're solopreneurs. But you have your specialty that you do the best and where you want to become known as an authority on that topic. And the best way to do that is to get the word out or promote articles or things that you've done over time. But, you know, if you spend your time doing everything, and I remember attending a program that someone put out there, and it was like he was calling it The Biggest Secret, but really and truly all it was that he was talking about the fact that when we first don't go into business, we don't have a lot of money, so we tend to wear all the hats. The problem is that what we're doing is trying to show our strengths in areas that are our weakness. And those things don't always work. They might work now, and they might work in the beginning, but the best thing to do is take it and put someone else in there that has a specialty doing those things, because you know what? If it's their specialty, then they know exactly what to do to help you in building that niche up through social media, because that's their expertise. You can't be an expert in every area. This is why, and one of the things that we forget, today more and more people work from home, and it cuts overhead, but you also need a way to make money, to generate an income for yourself. So the best way to do that is to do it in a way where you as an expert can generate and become known as an authority. It's like I spend a lot of my time going out and speaking to groups and letting them know what I do and how I can help them as an expert, as a career life coach, getting back into the job market and building a career for themselves where what they're having the opportunity to do is to find out what their niche is, how to take the skills that they have that are their strengths and move it into an area where they are building the most and the best opportunities to generate an income. And today, what used to be a secretary in a secretarial pool in a corporate office today works for themselves in their home. And you know what? As a virtual assistant, you can make a whole lot more money doing the same thing that a secretary does, because when you're in the secretarial pool, you're doing the secretarial or the virtual assistant work for 10 people for one salary. But as a virtual assistant working from home, you can charge each of those people that you did work for separately, and that more than doubles and triples your income. So what we want to do is help you learn how to build your skills. So I'm sure that the wheels in your mind are already turning with ideas on how to plug this strategy into your other social media profiles, which is smart because it will only take a few minor adjustments to use this as a Twitter strategy. And with a little bit more tweaking, you can appropriate it for other platforms like Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and beyond. But I also want you to consider the philosophy behind this strategy and how you might apply it to all your marketing efforts. Don't sit back and wait for business to come to you. Don't put all your eggs in the "I hope this goes viral" basket. Don't leave exposure, leads, or even sales on the table by running your social media without ever really getting social. And the biggest myth that we don't always realize is that part of social media is being able to interact with people. If you're in, and there's a bunch of sites that you can go on that are forums where you can post information, or you can take that post and you can interact it with different social media platforms. But the biggest thing is, if you don't engage with people, which then you are losing money, because if you build a relationship with them by engaging with them, then you know what? You are more likely to generate referrals for your product, to generate referrals for your service. And understanding that today, whether it's affiliate marketing or it's being a distributor or it's network marketing in multi-level marketing, one thing that has been proven is that it works, because you know what? Word of mouth advertising. And that's what social media is based on. The interaction that you have with people, the more you get to know them, the more they get to know you, the more opportunities that you have created to be able to interact with each other, to be able to look at each other, to see, and I know it's hard, and sometimes it's hit or miss, but you have to build a relationship with people. Whether, even when it's face-to-face, the biggest thing that you need to do is build that relationship. That is the thing that a lot of people just don't know how to do. And it's a support system. One of the things that I do is that I'm a motivator, and I'm a motivator because I've had to overcome a lot of obstacles to reach my goals in life. So I understand how to help other people overcome. I had to create my own business and create my own opportunities, so that I had to figure out how was I going to market with a limited budget available to me. When you don't have the support systems of the people around you being willing to help you do the old traditional marketing methods, then you have to figure out how you are going to utilize things like Google Plus. And Google Plus has a lot of communities in it for people that work from home, people that are looking for ways to advertise their opportunity. Facebook also. And LinkedIn. And why this is so is because when you are with like-minded people, or when you know where your target market hangs out, and you hang out with them and you interact with them, then they will, it creates a support system for each other, where you're more willing to help each other, to build that relationship. What I want to do is reiterate some of the things that we've been talking about. So, research hashtags. Have you ever gone on to Twitter and seen where people will make a statement and then they'll put a hashtag to something, whether it's a show they're on, whether it's some idea or focus of what they're doing? Then that creates a following of some kind. So, and you want to know who the influencers are. So if you're a professional speaker or trainer, you've heard of Harvey McKay or Tony Robbins or other speakers in your field through different groups like the National Speakers Association or the Women Speakers, and it's a good thing to be on or follow them to learn what their members are doing within a platform like Facebook or LinkedIn. And by doing so, then you get to learn where their niches are. You get to learn what their expertise are. You get to contact them and ask them to mentor you to help you build your business. This is going a little bit outside the box, but there is a show on CBS that's been on for a number of years, and you even see an American Idol or The Voice, where what they do is they judge people to see how good they are, and if they have potential, what they try to do is mentor them to help them become better at their craft. And it's really interesting to watch how, especially on Undercover Boss, you'll see, like, they just had one with Darius Rucker, who's a big country singer, and how he got started was when he was in college. He formed a group with some friends that they were called Hootie and the Blowfish, and they became very successful as rock stars. But as the other members of the group dropped out, he had roots in country, and he moved into country, and now what they did was they put him on a disguise and they sent him out to to a specific city in Texas to watch. The first one was to go to an open mic night where different singers would come up and perform, and where he could find someone that he thought had potential to mentor them. Then he went into and he became a roadie for a couple that had potential. And at the end of it, when he sang, it was obvious that some of them recognized his voice. And then in the end, he offered to help them and to give them some financial support, which is what happens in Undercover Boss anyway, if you've ever seen the show. But the object of it is that they don't know the ins and outs to really build a business for themselves, but they have the talent. So by having someone that really knows what they're doing and willing to mentor you, then it gives you that other step up that you need to build your skills to become as professional. And the idea is that you always go back and help someone else along the way to achieve their goals. And I would like to remind you that you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com, and you can sign up for both individual and group coaching.